The war in Sudan, the world's largest displacement crisis, has uprooted more than 14 million people. The International Organization for Migration says 11 million have been displaced inside Sudan. This, says IOM Director General Amy Pope, is up by 200,000 just since September. Speaking from Port Sudan, she tells journalists in Geneva the number of people who have fled across borders as refugees has increased to 3.1 million. She says more than half of those displaced are women, and more than a quarter are children under the age of five.
Unfortunately, many of them have been forced to flee repeatedly. They have little access to shelter. They have little access to livelihoods, and getting their basic needs met has been very, very difficult. The scale of the displacement and humanitarian needs are growing every day. Frankly, half of the population now needs help. People don't have access to shelter. They don't have access to clean drinking water. They don't have access to health care.
Pope warns disease is spreading fast, as is hunger, with one in every two Sudanese struggling to find enough food to survive. Meanwhile, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, condemns the escalating hostilities in Al Jazeera state, which he says is worsening the risk of attacks against civilians. His spokesperson, Saif Magango, says the rapid support forces reportedly have killed hundreds of people amid widespread looting in this region. He says the RSF also reportedly has detained and ill-treated civilians from targeted villages.
Further, there are reports of burning of crops at a time when over 25 million Sudanese are facing acute food insecurity because of the ongoing conflict. Destruction of crops in a region considered the country's breadbasket can only exacerbate an already catastrophic situation.
He says thousands of families reportedly have been displaced from Al Jazeera state because of the violence, adding to the already dire displacement crisis in the country. High Commissioner Turk is calling on leaders of both the RSF and Sudanese armed forces to promptly take measures to de-escalate the situation and to stop rights violations by their forces. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.